Amen. Well, praise the Lord. You know, I want to give a shout out to the Lord, first of all, because he is good. I mean, we're here now, you know, October 1. We started this morning room, and it was going to be a daily room, and it has been a daily room. So, you know, I want to give a shout out to the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. So we've been going through this now for 6 straight months, every single day. I never thought it would be, because as you heard my testimony, you know, getting up early in the morning and so forth was not my thing. But it has become my thing now. Glory to God, because the Lord is good. Praise God, you know, so I can get up early in the morning now and I can get ready to go and I'm fired up when I get up. Whew, glory to God. The Lord is good. Praise God. I got, you know, I got all my cylinders fired up, ready to go. Hallelujah. Every morning in his presence, ready to command the womb of the morning. Glory to God. You know, God said to Job, and I love to, you know, just go and dissect that sometimes, what he said to Job in Job 38. Powerful stuff. You know, if you read it and let the Holy Spirit break it up and break it down to you, unpack it, you will see some powerful revelations in there. Lord said to Job, "Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days?" Can you do it? Can you lift up your voice, you know, to the clouds? Can you do these things? You know, can you even send forth lightnings and thunders and stuff like that? Can thou, you know, bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? My goodness. Can you speak to Maseroth and his sons? Can you bind, you know, the bands of Orion? And all these things he began to tell him. You know, but the part that I love the most is, can you, do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set that dominion upon the earth? You know, so by these conversations and the challenges that the Lord threw out to Job, we find out that, you know, there are actually some things that we can learn to do. If you can learn to command the morning, my goodness, if you can learn to set, you know, to put things in order in the heavens and have their dominion set upon the earth, we see even from those things that, look, what happens on earth, you know, is triggered from what happens in the heavens. Well, the powers of darkness, they know that. You know, that's why they try to rule and set over, you know, and try to dominate people and so forth. But we are not under the powers of darkness. You know, the Bible tells us that we are children of light. We are not under the darkness. You know, God made two great lights in the beginning. The sun to rule the day, and we are children of the day. Well, the moon to rule the night, we are not children of the night. As a matter of fact, the moon is under the feet of the sun-clothed woman in Revelation 12. So there we see that the moon is under our feet. We are not under powers of darkness. But there has been a trickery, you know, and that the enemy has been using to bring people under oppression and oppressing spirits. And in this moment, this very day, we are going to say it is enough. And we thank God for this convocation period. Day one, we came in here during this fasting and setting apart, and we covered a number of things since the last couple of days. Praise God. On day one, we talked from the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. The four horns and the four carpenters. Well, those four horns, the powers that the enemy set out to put upon the children of God, bands of wickedness, heavy burdens, oppression and oppressing spirits, and numerous yokes. But again, the Lord sent forth four carpenters. The anointing, we call it, I call it the carpenter's anointing, to break down those horns. Hallelujah. And Jesus told us that you can't do it unless you be stronger and you first bind this strong man. But when you put on that strength of the Lord and you go into the place where the strong man thinks he's sitting pretty in his own palace, you know, he's got everything right where he thinks he wants it. You go in there, you spoil the spoiler. Glory to God. So that's what we've been doing these last couple of days. There's some more spoiling yet that we need to do. We need to do some more spoiling. In Luke 11, 21 to 22, we see that story of how, you know, we can spoil the spoilers. So we've talked about loosening the heavy burdens. That was day one. Day two, glory to God. You know, we talked about, you know, the heavy burdens and so forth like that. That was yesterday. Today, setting free the oppressed. You know, there's oppression and oppressing spirits. These are very many tactics that the enemy uses. But in the book of Isaiah 58, starting at verse 6, we are told what we need to do when we are fasting. Is this not the fast, saith the Lord, that I have chosen? A fast that can do the following. Now let's see the following four things that we should do and the Lord expects us to do when we consecrate a fast. He calls it out here. Four different things that the Lord says he has chosen. And these line up with the four horns that come to batter down the people of God, but against whom the Lord has set up and sent out the carpenter's anointing, you know, to also push them back and pummel them down. Hallelujah. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, saith the Lord, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens? We've taken care of that in the first 2 days. And today, day three, is to let the oppressed go free. And tomorrow, by the grace of God, we break every yoke. Hallelujah. So these 4 days straight, we're tackling each of these. And by the grace of God, with scriptures, arming ourselves with the scriptures, the word of God, knowing fully well that when we know how to use that word right, the angels will go into action. They're waiting. Psalm 103:20. You heard me say that multiple times. Those angels are waiting for that command. The Bible says that, you know, praise the Lord and bless the Lord, ye his angels, and ye his hosts that do his commandments. That's right. They hearken. They are strong angels. They do his commandments. They hearken to the voice of his word. So when we give voice to the word of God, those angels will move into operation. So that's our definition for prophetic prayers, is to take the word of God, especially the part of it that deals in combat with the devil. When you see the word of God that gives you victory over that devil and victory over all the plans of the enemy to steal, to kill, to destroy, when you take that word and you use it in prayer, not apologetically and not in a beggarly fashion, but standing on the ground of faith, you come against the devil with those words. That's prophetic prayers right there. And that's what we are doing in this room. And we are also, you know, choosing the arena. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go up against the devil, you don't go into his ring. You let him come into your ring. Hallelujah. Right here. I'm right here. You want some of these? I got the blood of Jesus. You set the rules. Yeah, I'm not going to play by the devil's rules. No, you know, I know the rules of engagement. Hallelujah. And the one way, one rule of engagement, number one rule of engagement in this kind of fight is neither give place to the devil. Glory to God. Ephesians 4 and 27. Don't give him an inch. Don't even give him any room. Remember, every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. Isaiah 9 and 5. But this one, this time around, we're stepping it up. Not just with confused noise, don't know what you're doing and so forth. But, you know, we're going to burn everything that the devil has put out there. Burning and fuel and so forth. Fire. Come against the devil. Jesus said, I have come to light a fire upon the earth. And how I am, you know, I can't wait, you know, how I am straightened until it be ignited. Glory to God. Now it's ignited in our hearts. Oh, hallelujah. Let's take the fight to the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. So today, we're coming against the oppressing spirits. We've seen the tactics that the enemy uses. Way back from the days of Pharaoh, how he said, you know, let there be more burdens laden upon them because they are idle. They are idle. That's why they say they want to go and praise the Lord and worship the Lord because they are idle. But I'm going to take that idleness away from them. Pile upon them more problems. Give them more labor. Let them have more bills to pay and more things, you know, to worry about. You know, bring problems into their lives and so forth. Pile on more things, you know. Their students, give them more exams that they have to take. Them, you know, they're on the job, give them more problems to solve. You know, give them more, you know, challenges. You know, break things in their house. So they have to spend the money they earned and go look for another job. Pile up more jobs so they won't have any time, you know, to worship the Lord. You know, because they're idle. That's why they say we want to go and worship. And this tactic being the same. So day after day, for the last 2 days, we've been exposing these things and coming against them by the power of prophetic prayers using the word of God. Now, let's take a look at how we combat oppression and oppressing spirits. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, what is oppression? You know, what is oppression? Well, let's read Psalm 89 verses 22 to 26. Lord was talking about the chosen one, David. And remember what the word of prophecy said the other day. He said, you know, the weak one among you will be like David. The feeble one among you will be like Samson, something like that. You know, so, you know, and we have the sure mercies of David that the Lord has given us. Glory to God. So here's what he said to David. And did you know that Jesus was of the stock of David? That's right. You know, Jesus himself said, and the scripture says it, and we know it, that he is the root of David and also the offspring thereof. And so we know that, you know, the blessings and the sure mercies that God ordained for David, they are found in us as well. The enemy shall not exact upon him. Psalm 89 and verse 22. Exacting upon you is what is called oppression. Putting things on you that don't belong on you until you are bent over. We read that yesterday or the other day in Leviticus 26 and 13. The Lord said, I have broken those things they put upon you that made you to bend over. Now you can stand upright. Glory to God. The enemy shall not exact upon you, neither shall the son of wickedness afflict you. And I will beat down your foes before your face, and I will plague them that hate you. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with you, and in my name shall your horn be exalted. I will also set your hand upon the sea, your right hand upon the rivers. When you come to me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will also make you my firstborn. Huh. Glory to God. Higher than the kings of the earth. Glory. Why? Because we are seated in him who is the King of kings in heavenly places. That makes us higher than the kings of the earth. Remember the message on the firstborn and the birthright. If you didn't catch that, it's on the replays. Go listen to that powerful stuff about the firstborn. And here is a promise, you know, but the process to get there is first God has to deal with the exaction that the enemy has upon you. The enemy shall no longer exact upon you. And my mercy will I keep with you forever. My covenant shall stand fast with you. Your seed also will I make to endure. Glory to God. Even, your days as the days of heaven. Turn these things, words around that God spoke to David, and, enact them and enforce them for yourself. Praise the Lord. Even there are generational blessings that God gives you. You know, people always talk about generational curses. Well, you know, I love to talk about generational blessings. And someday I'll take a whole room and explain that, you know, but God said, even your children will be blessed, you know, because of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, the enemy shall not exact upon you, you know, and, you know, the devil, he likes to take people captive. And when he's got people right where he thinks he's got them, and he say, well, you know, you're not going anywhere. But when a stronger than him shall come upon him, as we see in Isaiah 49, verses 24 and 25, we begin to see, you know, how the Lord will do this. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? Yes. The answer to both of those questions is yes. Yes, the prey shall be taken from the mighty, even as it is today. Lawful captive, those who have put their necks, you know, either unwittingly, unwillingly, unknowingly, or anyhow, they put their necks under the bondage, they shall be delivered, because you will no longer put your neck under the bondage of the enemy. Hallelujah. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Glory to God. You know, people are always wondering what the Lord can do for them to deliver them. In whatever situation you are, the Lord said, I will contend with him that contended with thee. And who is strong enough to contend with the Lord? The Lord is contending with somebody on your behalf. You know, you got a victory. Hallelujah. And I will even save your children. And that's a generational blessing right there. Because of your righteousness. Because of your uprightness. Because you are speaking no evil. You are thinking no evil concerning your children. Because of all of that, and you are teaching them in the way of the Lord, I will save them. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I will feed them that oppress you. Now, that's the oppression we're talking about. Those that have been oppressing you, that's demon power, satanic powers. Many satanic altars that Satan has erected to pummel the people of God. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, folks. So when we're talking about your enemies here, it's more than just flesh. Yeah, there are enemies in the flesh too. We know that. But this is the devil that gets inside of them to bind up against you. The bands of wickedness. With the Lord said, everyone that gathers together against you, I will scatter them for your sake. Glory to God. Isaiah, let's check it out. You know, in Isaiah 54, let's check it out in verse 14 and see what the Lord says. Remember, we are dealing with oppressing spirits right now. And the oppression that the devil tries to bring upon people. And here's the word of the Lord for us concerning oppression from the enemy. This is what brings depression. You know, it just oppresses your mind with different things and so forth like that. And it brings depression. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Isaiah 54 and 14. And thou shalt be far from oppression. Hallelujah. For thou shalt not fear. And fear is what brings oppression. Fear is what brings torment. Scripture says fear has torment, you know, and from terror it shall not come near thee. So there are two things he promises here in this scripture. And even a third. He said, you'll be far from oppression. You will not have fear and you will be far from terror. Glory to God. So the terror of the enemy. And I want to talk about the terror of the enemy for a minute here. Because here is the way that the Lord challenged people who are always thinking about the fury of the oppressor. Here's what he said in Isaiah chapter 51. I love this book of Isaiah when it comes to these kinds of things, you know. And so let's pick it up here. In verse 12 of Isaiah 51. I, glory to God, am he that comforteth you. But let me read from verse 11. I think that's even better. Glory to God. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Glory to God. And come with singing unto their own place. That's right. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning because of oppression, sorrow and mourning because of the bands of wickedness, sorrow and mourning because of heavy burdens shall flee away. I am he that comforteth you, saith the Lord. Who art thou? Here's God's challenge. That you should be afraid of a man that should die. You know, if you think somebody is oppressing you or this and that, you know, some people are always saying somebody is after me, somebody is doing this. Especially in the country where I come from, people are always like that. Always thinking that somebody is after them. Somebody is doing, maybe so too, actually. But if you got that power, glory to God. Behold, I give you power over all. A-L-L, all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I don't care what they do, you know, and so forth. You know, they strike a match and blow it out in front of you to snuff out your light, but it's not going to work. You know, hallelujah. I have seen all kinds of things that people have tried, but it didn't work. I don't even bother my head. Glory to God. Because of this, the scripture says that, look, I am the Lord that comforteth you, you know, and why should you be afraid of a man that should die, or and of the son of man that should be laid as grass, and forgettest the Lord thy maker, even he that stretched forth the heavens, even he that laid the foundations of the earth, and you have feared continually every day, because of the fury of the so-called oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And the Lord said, where is the fury of the oppressor even? Where is it? I'm looking. I can't see it. Glory to God. This ought to be your attitude. You know, where is the thing that the devil said he's going to do? I can't see it. Glory to God. Where is the fury of the oppressor? I cannot be oppressed by the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. The captive exile, you know, they're struggling to be loosed and all of that. Now, don't be captive. You are set loose. Jesus said, ought not this woman who being a daughter of Abraham, ought she not to be loosed on a day such as this, on this Sabbath day, or whatever day, if thou art indeed a daughter of Abraham, then you ought not to be bound. Jesus said, this woman ought to be loosed, whom the devil has bound these 18 years. And this woman, for 18 years, she suffered this affliction. And the Lord said, nah-uh. And you know, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, they were always in the camp of the devil. They cared nothing, you know, for the welfare, the wholesomeness, the wellness of the people. They cared nothing. All they cared about were their dogmas and their religious laws, which put them even in more bondage. You can't do that on the Sabbath day. That's all they cared about. But Jesus said, this woman, you know, that has been bound, you know, these many years, shouldn't she be loosed on such a day as this? You know, and that's my question to us today. Glory to God. You know, Luke chapter 13 and verse 16. Ought not you, being a daughter of Abraham, those of you who are in this room today, all the women that are in this room, I speak directly to each one of you, especially those of you who are under a lot of burdens from time to time. Women, you know, I mean, they have so much that they have to deal with. But I speak point blank directly to you today in the words of Luke chapter 13 and verse 16. Ought you being a daughter of Abraham, ought you not to be loosed even this day? Should you not be loosed from this thing that I kept you bound these many years, this affliction and these things? In the case of this woman, it was 18 years. You know, but the Lord said, today, hallelujah, woman, thou art loosed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I say to every woman that's in this room, woman, thou art loosed from this bondage and this affliction and this oppression where you think, I don't have any strength. I'm overwhelmed. I'm a single mother and I got all these things and whatever it is going on. Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity today. From loose from this bondage of affliction today. The Lord said, I have broken those bands. You will no longer be oppressed. The enemy shall no longer exact upon your mind through all this heaviness and so forth. I am replacing the burden of heaviness, the spirit of heaviness. I'm replacing that with the garment of praise. Hallelujah. I'm anointing your head this day with the oil of gladness, with the garment of praise. And I'm making you, turning you into the planting of the Lord, what I intended for you from the beginning, trees of righteousness, that you might be glorified. That I, the Lord, might be glorified in you. That's what I meant to say. The Lord does these things that he might be glorified in you. He's setting you up for deliverance today. That's why you are in this room. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, for all you ladies that are in this room, you know, that are afflicted, those of you that are afflicted, you know, in this room, afflicted by burdens, by all the things, the load that you have to carry, and so forth. And God bless our women. They are so amazing. I mean, all the things they have to do, all that they have to put up with sometimes, and so on and so forth. And it's just, you know, I mean, sometimes it's just a lot. But nonetheless, you know, the Lord has, a moment of joy and a moment of, you know, deliverance for you even this day. Hallelujah. The Lord says, this is the day, ha, that you will be set free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, ha, lekrobo shandaraba soliba karya. Ah, this is the day that the Lord set you free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel the power of God in this room. The power of the Lord is present. Ha, mashekerebos, lukiriba handaraba shekeriba. Sori handa kulaba shirianda. O thou afflicted, saith the Lord, tossed to and fro as with the tempest. Isaiah 54 and verse 11. Are you afflicted in here this morning? Are you tossed to and fro? O thou afflicted, Marukashete Mokuria, tossed with the tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. I will beautify your life. Woo-hoo. I will take those afflictions away. Hallelujah. I will make thy gates, windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, thy borders of pleasant stones. All your children over whom you have labored day and night, they shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you will be established, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, ho, ho, ho. My goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this also. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. In the same Isaiah 54, powerful chapter. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Verse 4, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. Glory to God. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and you will not even remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Because the Lord, he's going to change that. Glory to God. Masheri and Alabos. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, oppressing spirits. Oppression. I'll tell you another way that oppression comes. And this is for everybody, not just women or anybody. This is for everybody. This is how oppression comes when people are not careful. In the book of Colossians chapter 3, he gives us a lesson of how we can actually, you know, avoid this oppression. But if we don't do what he says here, then depression comes in. Here's how depression comes in. When people set their minds and their affections on worldly things, then depression will come in when that thing doesn't work out right. You know, when the thing that you set your affection on doesn't work, depression will come in. But he says, if ye be risen with Christ, Colossians 3, 1. Then seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. This is why how depression comes on people. When they set their affection on things of the earth, and that thing will fail, there will be disappointment, and there will, then you go into distress. But if you set your affection on things above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God, that will never fail. Glory to God. So Christ is your life. Let him be also your chief joy. When we choose the Lord as our chief joy, you know, you will have to train our minds to not let, you know, these temporal things drag us into depression. Anything that we are going through right now is temporary. and you are going through. Glory to God. You are coming out on the other side. That's what going through means. Everybody says that. And I often tell people, by your own admission, by your own words, you say, well, I'm going through some things right now. Well, that means you're coming out on the other side. Because that's what going through means. And I'll see you on the other side. Glory to God. Listen, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not walking into the valley of the shadow of death. That's a dead end if you walk into it. But the psalmist said, I'm walking through the valley of the shadow. I already know. I'm coming out on the other side. Isaiah 43 and verse 2 say, when you pass through, hallelujah. And we are always going to pass through. That's it. Because thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. So when you pass through the rivers and when you pass through the waters, some of you may be passing through some rivers. You may be passing through some waters. But listen to how God said it. He said, look, the rivers that you are currently passing through, you know, they will not overwhelm you. And the fire that you may be passing through right now shall not burn you. Glory to God. You're coming out on the other side. We are coming out on the other side. Today is maybe day one for you to start coming out on the other side. Because enough already. Hallelujah. I am a child of liberty. Glory to God. I have looked into the perfect law of liberty, which is the word of God. And I'm not going to put my head, neck, or anything under any more bondage. Neither my soul. I'm not going to let my soul be depressed. You know, the soul, it's easy to be depressed. It's a realm of feeling. It's the realm where disappointment, it's the realm where emotions, it's the realm where all of that dwells. You know, but we don't have to live in the soul. We live in the spirit. That's why the Bible says, walk in the spirit. And then you won't give in to all those emotions. In the emotional realm, you might feel doubt, you might feel fear, you might feel discouragement, you might feel all kinds of things, which is natural. If you feed the soul, you know, but you use the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. The word of God is able to separate the soul from the spirit. You use the word of God, that's prophetic prayers. You use the word of God to divide asunder between the soul. You cut off all those emotions. Glory to God. You latch on in the spirit to the word of God. And you find that scripture, you find that promise that relates to the thing you are believing God for. And you stand on that word. You cut out all those emotions and doubting and so forth. The soul is where the yo-yo reactions go. One day you are up, next moment you are down. That's all in the soul. When you are in the spirit, you use the word of God, constant as the northern star. Glory to God. You're not going yo-yo anywhere when you walk in the spirit with the word of God. Because why? All his promises are yea and in him, amen. It's not yes and no. It's not up and down. It's yea and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen to this. You know, we're coming to close to the hour of prayer right here. But I want to read to you a few more verses. Now, some of these deliverances overlap. You know, so that's why I read the scriptures before in day one or day two, and I'll read them again because they overlap. You know, the trickery of the devil in all of these areas overlap. And so does the power of God for deliverance overlap into these areas. The Lord is a refuge. Psalm 9 and verse 9. For the oppressed. Anyone that's oppressed, that's been pummeled down, and so forth like that, he's a refuge for you in the times of trouble. Glory to God. You know, so let's look. Let's lift up our eyes and look to the Lord. Here's an invitation that the Lord also says. Say, look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. That's how you do it. You know, you look unto the Lord. Now, don't look unto your problems, but you look unto the Lord. When you look unto the Lord, that's how you will be saved. Isaiah 45. Let's read it and pick it up from verse 22. Hallelujah. This is God's call and invitation for us to turn our eyes unto him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Turn your eyes unto the Lord. Praise God. When you do that, he's giving you the victory. Isaiah 45 and verse 22. Let's read it together. Powerful promises. I love this book of Isaiah. You know, I mean, it's just sometimes when I'm looking for some powerful promises, I always go to the book of Isaiah. Full of, I mean, just so much. Look unto me, Isaiah 45 and verse 22. And be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself. You know, a few times he does that. But every time he does it, it's powerful stuff. The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. Glory to God. And unto me, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You know, hallelujah. And the Lord, he gives us the backing of the word of God for these things. You know, I've already read to you and I'm going to read it for you again. Glory to God. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 13. This scripture cuts across all these four dimensions that we're talking about. The breaking of the bands of, wickedness, the lifting of heavy burdens, you know, the releasing of the oppressed, and even the breaking of every yoke. This scripture puts it, cuts across and brings it all together. And here's how the Lord discloses it himself or declares it himself. And God, sometimes he will remind them. He said, in this case, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Why? That you should not be their bondman. You know, I've delivered you from that. Don't go back and be a bondman again. Don't be entangled again with this yoke of bondage of sin, bondage of self, condemnation, bondage of sin, consciousness, bondage of all of these things. You know, I mean, be free. If the Son of Man shall make you free, you'll be free indeed. Glory to God. And I have broken all the bands of your yoke and make you go upright. You will not be bent over anymore. Hallelujah. Your oppressing spirit is lifted. I'm going to give you joy. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the oil of gladness. You know, this is the anointing that breaks the yoke. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 10 and verse 27. Say the anointing will be broken. The yoke will be broken because of the anointing. You know, that's how God breaks the yoke. We'll talk more about yokes that need to be broken. We'll be talking more about that tomorrow. But as a prelude to that, you can read Isaiah 10:27. Shall come to pass in that day, such as today, that the burden shall be taken off of thy shoulder. Glory to God. The burden that brings that depression and oppression that pummels you down shall be taken off thy shoulder. yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Glory to God. And here is how the Lord described the anointing in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. And Jesus himself, when he went in the synagogue, he took the book of Luke, chapter 4. He found a place where it was written. And this was the place that he took and read. And then he said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes." The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me, glory to God, to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. That's depression. All who are depressed, the Lord said, "I've got an answer for that." To proclaim liberty to the oppressed or the captives. And to open the prison doors for those that are being bound. You know, powerful proclamation by the Lord. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Now, this is the day of vengeance. Well, we know that's coming again in the day of the Lord, but prophetically, today, in this prophetic hour of prophetic prayers, we say that this is the day of vengeance against those who have afflicted you, whatever power has afflicted you. The Lord said, "I will contend against that which contended against you." Hallelujah. So this is the day of vengeance for you to take, you know, one time in the story of Esther, you know, when Haman was plotting to destroy all the nation of the Jews at that time. And when God turned the tables, the king said, "It is time for you now to take vengeance against your enemies." And they appointed a day of vengeance that they would avenge themselves of their enemies or their would-be destroyers. So there is a day of vengeance that God has appointed. A day in which you begin to take vengeance over all your enemies. The very gallows that Haman set up, he was hung upon it. And even just shortly before he was hung upon it, his friends told him, you know, "If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom you have now begun to fall, you will not prevail against him. You are finished," they told him. Wow. You know, and that's it. There was a day of vengeance set, you know, that Esther, Mordecai, and the Jews, when God turned the tables in their favor, there was a day of vengeance set upon a day and such a time that was set, that they went out and took vengeance upon all their enemies and their would-be enemies and their would-be destroyers. And they wiped them out. Glory to God. So the day of vengeance, hallelujah, it is this day. Vengeance against the plans of the enemy. And the Lord said, "I will comfort all that mourn. I will appoint to them that mourn in Zion. I will give you beauty for ashes." So trade in the ashes. Don't put ashes on your head anymore. You are a daughter of the king. Glory to God. And you are a son of the king. Ashes? No. Glory to God. "I'm going to give you the oil of joy in place of that mourning. I'm going to take all that heaviness out of your mind. I'm going to give you the garment of praise to replace this spirit of heaviness." Now, that's a powerful antidote. You know, when you begin to feel like that, kick it into the gear of praise. Well, sometimes it's hard unless you praise him all the time and don't even let that heaviness set in. Glory to God. Practice praising the Lord at all times. And never give room to the devil. Don't even give room to the spirit of heaviness. Say to your soul, "Soul," we're not doing that today. That's right. When you get up in the morning and you feel that depression setting in, look in the mirror and say, mirror, mirror on the wall. Soul, we are not doing that today. No, we are praising the Lord today. Glory to God. You know, tell your soul, why are you trying to be disquieting? We're not doing that today. What we are doing today is we are praising the Lord. Hallelujah. You set that tone. Don't let that soul drag you down into no heaviness and all that stuff. No. You know, you are in charge. Glory to God. You walk in the spirit. You put the soul where it belongs. And you say, we're not doing that today. Not today. Not any day. We're not doing that. What we are doing today is God is my glory. And I lift that up off my head. That's what we're doing today. We're not doing any of that stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, some of you get up in the morning and you just feel down. Now, this is it. This is what you need to do. You tell your soul, no, we're not doing that today. Not today. We're not doing that. You command for yourself, you know, the beauties of holiness in the womb of the morning. The morning is always pregnant. It's pregnant with so many things. Well, you decide what it's going to bring forth. It's going to be heaviness. It's going to be depression. It's going to be all of these things. Or you decide, you know, when God said, can you command the morning? That's right. You know, you can decide how the morning is going to shape out. Use the word of God to shape your day. That's what's called prophetic prayers. In the morning. Hallelujah. You say, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. So, that's what we are doing today. We're not doing any of that depressing stuff. Not today. No. Hallelujah. You look in the mirror, you say, well, I'm looking good today. The glory of God is upon me. Hallelujah. I'm arising and I'm shining. I'm not letting any of that depressing stuff. Get me behind me, Satan. Glory to God. And when you are powerful like that, Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. You know, 186 miles per second, 186,000 miles per second. That's the speed of lightning, the speed of light. That's how fast devil get away from the power of God. When you put on the whole armor like that. Hallelujah. Quit ye like men, be strong in the Lord. Don't do all this stuff. You know, get away from it. You know, it's not quite as easy as it stands, but you practice. Practice. When you wake up in the morning, here's what you put on. Glory to God. You put on beauty. Hallelujah. And you women, you know how to do that. You know how to do the, you know, makeup and all of that. Well, do your makeup in the spirit. Hallelujah. That's what you do. Get rid of the ashes. You know, get rid of the money. Put on your, you know, your makeup of beauty, your makeup of oil of joy, your makeup of garment of praise. Put on that garment of praise. Hallelujah. And tell your soul, that's what we're doing today. We're not doing that other stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And then you shake yourself from the doors. You lose yourself from the back. Never allow heaviness to set in upon you. I've heard people say, even in this room, you know, that they just got up, they're heavy, they feel depressed or whatever. Why? Everything was cool yesterday, you know. And why do you get, you know, maybe something happened on the job or something happened in the day. No, the day was not, you know, I mean, you were not made for that day. The day was made for you. Therefore, the day must be subject. Command the day. Hallelujah. You'll be subject. Glory to God. God has given us the power. He gave Adam the dominion. Even as Job, do you understand that dominion? Can you set, you know, ordinances of heaven in place? Can you command the womb of the morning? The answer should have been yes. Yes! By the word of God, which makes it prophetic prayers. By the word of God, listen to this. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, because I'm picking that up in the spirit. Somebody is still saying, what's he talking about? In the book of Isaiah 45, listen to this, in verse 11. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, as for the Lord, he introduced himself, ask me of things to come. In the beginning of the day, you can ask him concerning the day. Hallelujah. You know, even concerning my sons, not only for yourself, for the other children of God, you can pray. And concerning the work of my hands,
command ye me. God has given you the ability to do it. You know, if Job figured it out, he could have done it. And the Lord is saying, look, now I've given you the power to command the things that are the works of my hands. You know, how do you command the Lord? Well, I'm going to tell you how you do it. You know, the way you do it, and some people don't know this, but this is the truth. The way you do it is to command the works of his hands. Praise God. There is a story in the book of Joshua. Hallelujah. In the book of Joshua, when he talks about commanding the works of his hands, you know, the Bible says that Joshua, he spoke to the Lord. You know, he spoke to the Lord is what he said. The scripture says, but what exactly did Joshua do? Well, Joshua actually spoke to the sun and the moon. Hallelujah. He spake to the Lord, even in the presence of the children of Israel, in Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12. I mean, let's take a quick look at that for a minute, so you see how this thing actually works. In the book of Joshua chapter 10, we see that Joshua needed, you know, some more sunlight and so forth. Didn't want the sun to go down until he finished his business. Hallelujah. In a war, and the day was about to set. I mean, sun was setting. He said, no, I need some more time. Then Joshua spake to the Lord. Listen to this. Joshua chapter 10, verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said, in the sight of all Israel. Now notice, he said Joshua spoke to the Lord. Right? But let's see what Joshua actually said. You know, when what Joshua actually said was, son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. But he said, Joshua spoke to the Lord. Why is he speaking to the sun? Because the sun and the moon, they are the works of God's hands. And Joshua understood it. You know, when you're speaking to the works of God's hands, it's like you're commanding the Lord. That's what Isaiah 45:11 says. And Joshua, he wasn't directly talking to the Lord. But we are told that he talked to the Lord. He was actually directly talking to the sun and the moon. So in the morning, learn from this. When you get up, you talk to that day. Because that's what the Bible says. Command ye me concerning the works of my hands. The day is the work of God's hands. God is the one that created that day. Night and day even. You know, and he gave a purpose to everything. Hallelujah. So you speak to the day. And you say, so, you know, today, we're not doing any of that depressing stuff. We are rejoicing in the Lord. And he says, look, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. So, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, brothers and sisters, you know, that is our lesson today. I've got a lot more to say on that subject, but we'll leave it to tomorrow because I want us to go into prayers. Today, we've been dealing on this depressing, this thing that deflates you. You're up and then all of a sudden you are just down. It's this spirit of heaviness. It's called oppressing spirits. It's called the oppressor. And it just come to weigh you down. And, you know, today we are saying no more. Hallelujah. These daughters of Abraham, they need to be loosed. Woman, thou art loosed today from this oppression and this burden and this heaviness and this weighing down. Enough of that already. Today, we are excited and we're going to show our excitement. We're going to be fired up. And that's the way you should be. That's why I come in this room and say, I'm fired up. Yeah, that's why you should be fired up. You shouldn't be cast down.
Why are you cast down? Why is your soul cast down when you can't be fired up? Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise.
And with garments rolled in blood. But this kind of fight that we are taking to the devil is more than just that kind of fight. It is the type of fight that will burn with fuel of fire. Isaiah 9 and 5. But the Lord said, read Isaiah 9 and 4. So let me read it. Here's what it says. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of the oppressor. The Lord said he has broken it. That's another verse against oppression. God has broken that for you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for now. We're going to switch it into prophetic prayers. Remember, my definition for prophetic prayers is you take the word of God and you use it in prayer for yourself. That makes it prophetic. Because the word of God always sustains itself. It will always sustain itself. Once the word is spoken, it cannot return void. That's why you use the word of God. Don't use your own words. You know, why use your own words when you have the words of God to use? Hallelujah. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth and bringeth, maketh it to bring forth and bud. Isaiah 55 and 12, and 10, you know. He said, and he gives seed to the sower and all that. So shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy this day, and you will be led forth with peace. Hallelujah. Does not the scripture say in Isaiah 26 and 3, that he will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him and you don't allow your soul to drag you down? The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. Hallelujah. And all the trees of the field shall celebrate the goodness of the Lord in your life. They shall clap their hands for you. Glory to God. Instead of the thorn, there's going to come up the pleasant tree, which is the fir tree. And instead of the briar, that's going to come up yet another pleasant tree, which is the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name. Hallelujah. This is the thing that the Lord will do for you. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over this room right now and for everyone that has heard these words, whether listening now in person or through the replay, that power of the Lord is present to heal. The power of the Lord is present to heal the brokenhearted. And I say to everyone that is of a downcast spirit here this morning, there is a lifting up, saith the Lord. Glory to God. And you are loosed from this oppression. You are loosed by the word of God that you have heard today. You are loosed from these oppressing spirits. And every day going forward, you get up in the morning and you put your soul in its place. You latch onto the Spirit of God. You command the joy into your soul. I command my soul to praise the Lord. I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command. My hands are not going to be hanging down. No, I'm going to command them to praise the Lord. Lift up those hands that hang down, saith the Lord. I'm going to command my knees to receive strength from the Lord. You know, strengthen even the feeble knees. I'm going to command my feet that they be not lame. Let the lame feet be healed. Let them not be turned out of the way, but let them be healed. Hallelujah. I command joy, oil of joy upon my life. And so shall you, everyone. I command the oil of joy upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. Joy in this place of mourning. And I command the garment of praise
When you wake up in the morning, you suit up with the garment of praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Suit up. Hallelujah. because you are going into battle. You remember those firemen? He said, this one shall be with, you know, fuego fire. Those firemen, when the alarm starts, you know, we've got one building right, you know, right in front of our church building here in Phoenix, Arizona. A fire station right directly opposite. And I always visualize when I hear that sound go off. They got to go down that pipe, put on that, put on the suit. Or they're going to go fight the fire. They cannot go, you know, just like that in their normal clothes. Oh, no. They got to go down there, strap on the gear. Hallelujah. Put on the helmet and all that stuff. And strap on that gear. So they're going to go put out some fires. Hallelujah. You know, so strap on in the morning the oil of joy. Strap on, you know, the garment of praise. Hallelujah. Strap on the good things that the Lord has given you. And say to your soul, my soul, we're not being cast down today. We're not being disquieted today. We are going to praise the Lord for the light of his countenance. And today, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Today, I lift up my head and the King of Glory is coming in. Today, I am not yielding to the bands of wickedness. You know, I'm not sitting in the dust. Neither am I sitting in ashes. Snapping out of it. You tell your soul, snap out of it already. I'm not doing that today. Glory to God. I'm putting on the armor of righteousness today. And the goodness of the Lord is following me. When I walk out today, I'm going to glance over my right shoulder. I'll see mercy there. I'm going to glance over my left shoulder. I'll see goodness. Because the goodness and mercy shall follow me this day and all the days of my life. They're right there. Those are his, you know, they're part of his secret service detail for you. Goodness is on one side following you. Mercy is on the other side following you. Yeah, you can't shake them too. No. You cannot ditch them. They are with you all the way as long as you keep on praising the Lord. Father, we thank you for everyone in the room today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared these things and we have spoken. Thus it is spoken and thus shall it be, that you are loose this day from the spirit of oppression. And don't be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. We give the Lord all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.